May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Pugsley, what have you done? That's all it took. He would assume the position. He could have been dancing around having a great time. Pugsley, what have you done? Right in that Boston Terrier pose, head down, big brown eyes looking up. Classic pose of shame, fear. Read that gospel lesson, I kind of know what Pugsley was feeling there. Let me check in with the St. John studio band here. Those words of Jesus, were they harsh? You can say yes, doesn't matter. I mean, you know, he's saying, those Galileans whose blood was mingled with sacrifices, you think they're worse than you? You're going to end up the same way. Unless you do what?
Be nice.
Be nice. Yeah. Repent. You know, that construction accident that happened killed all those guys. Hey, do you, any of you here, think they were worse than you? Well, you're going to end up the same way if you don't what? Repent. Kind of puts you in the, oh my God, what have I done? I better start checking this out. And it's freak out time. Jesus freaking me out. But if I know Christ, I don't go to that freak out place. Instead, I hear the wisdom in there. And Jesus is saying, you know, sin ultimately is destructive. And when I engage in sinful activity, it's destructive to the relationships around me. And it's destructive to me. And I'll perish from it. So what I need to do is repent. Now, repent. Two words that describes repent. One's from Hebrew and one's from Greek. The Greek word is shub. Got to do the shub, you know? You know what shub means? It means literally doing this. I'm going this way, shub. I'm going to turn around and I'm going to go the other way. I'm not going to do that anymore. So you got to get your body involved. And then in Greek, it's metanoia. Anybody knows what? Any Greek scholars here? Metanoia? It means going to change my mind. I'm going to put my willpower to it. And since we're in the Christian church, with the grace of God, going to put my willpower to it, and I am going to change. I'm going to be nice. Yeah. I'm not going to be a mean, angry drunk anymore. I'm going to work on this. I'm going to go to AA. I'm going to do the steps. I'm going to change. And I can't do that when I've got my head down and I'm looking up and I'm thinking that cosmic newspaper is getting ready to whack me. I can't do it in a state of fear. I've got to remember that the arms of Christ are extended and they reach out and embrace all. God doesn't want our destruction. God wants us to come to our senses and to walk the right path. Change our minds. Do the right thing. Pugsley, what have you done? What have you done? Huh? What have you done? What have you done? What have you done? What have you done? It's the wrong question in Lent. Yeah, I know I've done some pretty cruddy things. I've not been a nice person to some people. So what will I do? That's the question to think about in Lent. Yeah, it's short. It's over.